Someone in Linda Vale's position chooses their words very carefully when discussing marijuana, which is, it must be remembered, still listed as a Schedule I narcotic by the federal government. Vale is the Ingham County Health Department's health officer. She says medical marijuana is often associated with the treatment of cancer patients, and that the medical community in general is, in her words, fairly mixed on the issue.
Certainly there's a lot of information out there that suggests that there might be some medically appropriate purposes. At the same time, you know, there's also some indication that a lot of that is anecdotal. And so I think we're really still waiting for a lot of really, and I think the culture around us proves that. I mean, it would be legal medically everywhere if it was really a very, very solid argument. So the fact that we're still kind of trying to figure out where we're going with this whole medical marijuana thing speaks to the fact that we're still kind of waiting for all of this to kind of come together.
Vale cautions that marijuana has been associated with problems such as short-term memory and brain development, which leads her to worry about young people using it. She also is concerned about people potentially using marijuana too frequently.
Though it's not typically considered to be addictive, there are people that can, you know, kind of get hooked on it. You know, and by hooked on it, it's they have unsuccessful attempts at trying not to use. They give up important activities with friends and family in favor of using marijuana, or they continue to use it even though they know it's getting in the way of them fulfilling other responsibilities that they have in their daily life. That's somebody who's got a problem.
One last area of concern voiced by Linda Vale has to do with smoking marijuana as opposed to other methods of consumption. Anything you smoke, Vale says, has an effect on your lungs.
There aren't any long-term studies about cancer related to it, but certainly, you know, you're bringing something into your lungs that's going to be an irritant. So there are other things out there. There's vaping, there's edibles, and, you know, just all of the information about how safe all of those things are is still kind of, you know, in the works.
As a public health official, Linda Vale says she has to urge proceeding with caution on expanding the use of marijuana for medical purposes and the idea of legalizing its use. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.